This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
People watch how we treat each other in our families. Listen to what Maxine Dow Jensen, an author, writes about. She relates this experience. The second year I was married, my husband opened an envelope and looked over at me. His brow was furrowed and his mouth a little awry as he said, "Maxine, this is April. My birthday's not until July. What's going on?" "I know," I said, "but I saw this card and the sentiment is so appropriate. It wouldn't be there if I waited until July, and if I bought it now and put it away, I probably would forget where I'd put it, so I thought I would give it to you now. I just thought I would give it to you now." Then she writes this, "Waiting for the proper occasion to show kindness may result in doing nothing." Listen to that again. "Waiting for the proper occasion to show kindness may result in doing nothing. We may forget," or get this, she said, "the person may die before we carry out our good intentions." So many people die before we get the opportunity to express kindness to them. Leighton Ford, who used to be an associate evangelist with Billy Graham, says, "Isn't it a tragedy in our culture how we treat the dead like the living? And we treat the living like the dead." He gave an example of a woman he knew that when she died, the family had a new dress purchased for her to be buried in, bought her a beautiful spray of flowers, had her hair done by a professional beautician. But Leighton Ford said the irony was is that when the woman was alive, they never bought her a dress, never gave her flowers, and never had a beautician do her hair. And yet when she was dead, they did all of the above. We treat the dead like the living, and we treat the living like the dead. The mark of an imitator of Jesus Christ, she said, is a simple kindness that we practice in the home, in the world, in our work, and in the church. We are kind to people in the body of Christ. Maxine Jensen expresses it this way, "After my mother's death, I found a card in her Bible that I had sent to her many years before. The verse started out like this, 'This morning when I wakened and saw the sun above, I softly said, Good morning, Lord. Bless everyone I love. Bless everyone I love. Right away I thought of you, Mom.'" Maxine Jensen's expression of love for her mother was not only meaningful at the time it was received, but it was also a source of blessing for a long time afterwards. Do you know that there are people who remember the things you've done? Why? Because they watch what you do. They watch how you talk, they watch how you treat strangers, and they watch how you treat family. Let's bring up the next one. How we handle money. People watch how we handle money. I find this intriguing. People notice not just what we spend money on, but what we do with our money in general. People notice if we're generous with other people, if we're stingy with people. People notice what we do because what we do with money is one small reflection of who we are as people. Jesus had these Pharisees, these religious people, looking at him scrupulously and insidiously, looking for him to mess up. I just want to leave you this point today right here, is that you are being watched every day for how you talk, how you treat your family, how you treat strangers, how you handle money, and I believe there's one more coming up on the screen, how we deal with problems. People watch how you deal with problems.
Well, we conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you'll tune in same time, same place. As you listen to Cross Hope, remember our website is crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories on our website, crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.